listening to the voice of Montgomery County High School Sports, WMST. This broadcast is sponsored by BMC Contracting, City Cartage Company, Clark's Pump and Shop, Downtown Athletic Club, Dutchess Chevy Ford, The Family Wealth Group, Furniture World Superstore, Hoffman Robertson Incorporated, Kentucky Petroleum Supply, Major Brands Tire and Automotive Center, your Scott Family McDonald's, the Montgomery County Board of Education, Montgomery Tractor Sales, Moorhead Tourism, the MSU Foundation, Paris Stockyards, People's Exchange Bank, Porter Group Insurance, Sterling Family Dental Care, Sterling Healthcare, Traditional Bank, Whitaker Pharmacy, Windsor Care Center, and Whitaker Bank Mount Sterling. Stay tuned. First pitch is minutes away on 106.9 FM, 1150 AM, and WMSTRadio.com. Put me in, coach. I'm ready to play today. Look at me. Gotta be
center field. Yeah. Good evening, everybody. Welcome to Cardinal Field in Winchester. Dan Manley with you this evening for the opening round of the 40th District Softball Tournament. Tonight, Montgomery County and Paris getting ready to play in Game 1, Bourbon County and Clark County in Game 2. We'll have both contests for you here on 1150, 106.9. And always remember, you can listen live on WMSTRadio.com. At the same time, these games are going on. They've already started over in Paris tonight at Bourbon County High School. That's where the 40th District Baseball Tournament is being played. Clark County and Paris opening up in that tournament. And Montgomery County and Bourbon County will play in the nightcap there. Those games can be heard on 990 AM, 102.9 FM, and WWKYRadio.com, where you can listen live. We're getting ready for the introductions of starting lineups, and the Paris Lady Hounds, 8-20 under Coach Wayne Rice, are the visiting team on the scoreboard. And thank you for your support. Their starting lineup, they'll open up with junior Tori Dumford behind the plate, batting number two, Annie Sutherland, a junior at third base. Junior center fielder K.K. Oliver hits in the number three position, and Mylesha Jackson, the junior shortstop, will bat number four. Hitting fifth, senior Lily Lake, who plays first base. Kendall Baldwin pitching, and the junior bats number six. Hitting seventh will be Carly Gralls. She is a freshman and plays second base. Hitting eighth, Nashawn Thomas, a junior in left field. And sophomore right fielder Zoe Slack will bat number nine. Dumford behind the plate, Sutherland at third, Oliver in center, Jackson at short, Lake at first, Baldwin pitching, Garros at second base, Thomas in left, and Slack in right. Montgomery County, the home team today, Lily Hill will lead it off. The freshman pitches. Senior Reaganoni catches, bats number two. Sarah Zink at shortstop, bats third. Junior Madison Cox at third base, hitting fourth. And junior Riley Martin at first base, hitting fifth. Addison Rogers, the junior in center field, hitting number six, batting seventh. Designated player Emily Brock, a senior, batting for Hagen Stills, the right fielder. Taylor Payton in left field, the senior, bats number eight. And the junior, Jaden Oney, at second base, bats in the number nine position. The Lady Indians are coached by Matt Puckett, and Montgomery County coming in with a record of 26-6 on the season. Those are your lineups. We'll be back and be ready for the first pitch in today's opening game of this 40th District Softball Tournament after we step out a couple of minutes here on the Gateway Sports Network.
Get the coverage you need for a fair price at Limestone Agency. We are celebrating 175 years of doing business right here in Mount Sterling. Stop by and see Brenda, Julie, Cheryl, or Ashley to get a quote from Auto Owners Insurance Company. Limestone Agency is proud to have called Mount Sterling home for the past 175 years. Call us today at 498-3410.
Welcome to a place where dreams take flight and futures are forged. At Morehead State University, a real-life approach to learning means you'll dive into real-world projects, gaining hands-on skills that set you apart. Experience belonging to a community that feels like family, with a belief that a quality education should be within reach for everyone. So if you're ready to turn your aspirations into achievements, come join us at Morehead State University. Discover your potential, experience the extraordinary, and soar higher than you ever thought possible. Morehead State University.
Do you make quick decisions, jump in and see what happens, or do you think long and hard about that decision and the implications to your future?
Marriage, new career, kids, new house, or even retirement. You want to make the best decision. And most everyone hopes to retire only once.
At Family Wealth Group, we are here to help.
We are trained, licensed professionals who know the questions to ask to help get you started and keep you on the path to your ideal retirement.
Our teams work together with you to ensure you know your options and make the right choice for your future.
To start your search, attend an event or set up an appointment with one of our financial advisors. Go to thefamilywealthgroup.com or call us at 859-309-0349. With offices in Lexington, Georgetown, Harrodsburg, London, or Somerset, we are here to help.
Family Wealth Group is an independent financial services firm and uses a variety of different strategies. Investments are offered through FWG Investments, LLC, and this advertisement is for informational purposes only and not intended to address any specific investment objectives.
Artificial surface, of course, here at Cardinal Field in Winchester. Beautiful facility. And Montgomery County has taken the field. Montgomery County has beaten this Paris team twice this season and done it easily, both times on run rules of 15-0 and 16-1. So they come in heavily favored, of course. Paris, I think the program seems more stable. They've got a lot of juniors on this year's team, and they'll look to come back, I think, next season and be more competitive than they've been. But, hey, it's tournament time. You never know what might happen, and you better come play. Montgomery County dressed in white pants with blue tops, red numerals trimmed in white. The Lady Hounds are in orange uniforms, orange with a dark pinstripe on the pants. Lady Hounds on the front of their jerseys, black numerals trimmed in kind of a silver. And here we go to lead things off. It's Tori Dumford, the junior catcher, to start things for the Paris Lady Hounds. And Lily Hill is ready to go to work, and she delivers the first pitch. This game is underway, and that pitch is a bit high for ball one. Right-hand batter, a little open stance, and the pitch is taken for a strike over the inside part of the plate. Hill coming into this game with a 10-1 record and a save, a 4.28 ERA. She has worked 70 a third innings coming in, has struck out 66. There's a swing and a miss, kind of waved at that pitch up in the strike zone, and Dumford is behind. No balls and two strikes. Dumford, a 4.56 batting average in this leadoff spot. Hill ready, deals, and it's fouled back as the count hangs at one ball and two strikes. Dumford on the season has seven doubles, four triples, a home run, has driven in 25 runs, second best on the team, hitting in the leadoff position for the Lady Hounds. Again, we get the 1-2, and that was way outside, goes all the way to the backstop, got away from Hill, and the count is two balls and two strikes. Hill on the season has 66 strikeouts in 70 and a third innings, has walked 36, so she's averaged almost a strikeout an inning and a walk about every two innings. A little soft pop-up to the second baseman, and Jaden Oney steps in a few steps, gathers it in, and there's one gone here in the Paris first. That brings Annie Sutherland to the plate. Sutherland, a junior, third baseman, right-hand batter, has not batted a lot. She has a .500 batting average. And check swing on the first pitch and fouls it off for strike one. Has been up there this season only 22 times with 11 hits. She's had five doubles and three triples among those hits. Slight open stance right in the back of the batter's box, and that pitch hits her in the right foot. and she is going to limp down to first base. It was a fastball. It had some mustard on it. And so Paris with a runner at first. They're going to kind of let Sutherland see if she can trot off being hit by the pitch for a moment. And I think she's going to be okay and will stay in the game at first base. And the batter will be K.K. Oliver. Oliver in center field. The junior, a .388 batting average. This Paris team is hitting .307 as a team. Oliver has 8 doubles, a triple, and she has hit 7 home runs on the season. The junior, she's about 5'11". Big right-hand batter, back of the box again, takes down and in for ball one. Oliver bats with Miley Jackson waiting in the on-deck circle. That pitch hits the inside part of the plate for a called strike. Count is all even at 1-1. Cox at third. Very solid player there defensively. There's a pitch in on her fist, and she fouls it off as it goes to 1-2. Madison Cox, the third baseman. At shortstop is Sarah Zink, another solid defender. Jay Noni at second. Riley Martin at first for Montgomery County. Only behind the plate, there's an off-speed pitch that's swung on and missed. First strike out of the game for Hill. And there are two outs. Runner remains at first. Miley Jackson, the junior shortstop. It's actually Mylesha. Mylesha has a .333 batting average, 8 doubles, 4 triples, and a home run, and takes a strike. Hill steps back off the pitching rubber while the sign is flashed in for the Montgomery County dugout third base side. One strike pitch is taken for strike two. Throw down to first, not in time. Hill gets ahead in the count. No balls and two strikes. Hill pitched on Saturday against Corbin. Came in and pitched 2 1/3 innings in that game. Head here, no balls, two strikes, and that one's up and away. 1-2 the count. Jackson ready and waits. And that pitch is just inside. And the count is all even at 2-2. It looks to me like she has picked up a little bit of speed as the season has gone on her fastball. And takes a little something off that and comes right down the middle, swung on and missed. Back-to-back strikeouts to end the first inning. No runs on no hits, no errors, and a runner left on base. We go to the bottom of the first inning. No score, Paris and Montgomery County here in the 40th District Tournament. We'll be right back in 90 seconds.
Hey, here's great news from LA1 in Winchester. The peach is back. The great combination of LA1 and peaches is here. Now rest easy, all you hardcore fans. We'll never mess with the original. So go to your favorite store and grab your favorite flavor of LA, including new peach LA. Get more details on our website, LA1.com, and on all LA social media. And remember, the peach is back.
This is Dr. Matt Thompson, Superintendent of Montgomery County Schools, giving every child in Montgomery County an opportunity to receive an excellent education in a safe environment is the goal of our board, administrators, teachers, and staff. It's an awesome responsibility we share. We play a vital role along with parents and guardians, and we understand the significance and the role we play in helping you give your child the best possible chance of a happy and successful future. Let's all do everything we can to achieve success for our students and for our community.
BMC Contracting LLC has been serving the construction industry for over 3 decades from their Mount Sterling location. It all begins with site preparation. When business and industry leaders need a new location, they know to call on BMC so that their worksite location works. They grade and drain, seed and straw. They know how to control erosion to ensure the site meets the company's needs. Their knowledgeable team and the right equipment for the job result in satisfied customers. Put their team to work, BMC, for the right job at the right price. early in the 40th District baseball opener over at Bourbon County. Pierce Lee and Clark County 6-3 in the early innings there. Here, no scores. Montgomery County bats for the first time, bottom half of the first inning. Kendall Ball with the pitcher. A 6-17 record with a save, a 5.96 ERA. Faces Lily Hill to lead things off. Left-hand batter, right-hand pitcher. First pitch is on the way, and it's up high for a ball. Hill, a .440 batting average this season, 8 doubles, 2 triples, 4 home runs, has driven in 28, has scored 51 times, hitting in the leadoff spot. Left-hand batter, even stance in the box, and takes that pitch up and away. 2 balls, no strikes. Hill has walked a team-high 19 times, hitting in the leadoff position. Baldwin looks for a strike, and Hill chased a pitch that was up and out of the zone there. Fouls it away, and it's 2 balls and a strike. Team's playing to get a chance to get into the regional tournament next week. That'll be played at Scott High. That pitch bounces up there. And the count goes to 3 balls and a strike on Lily Hill. Oney waits in the on-deck circle, and then it'll be Sarah Zink to bat here in the home first. Outfield fairly deep straight away, and this pitch is foul back. And we got a full count, 3 balls, 2 strikes. Teams are playing and hoping to get to the state tournament beginning today all across Kentucky. Region 10 winner is going to play the Region 11 winner in the opening round of the tournament. That pitch is outside, and that's ball 4. I'm sorry. It is 3 balls, 2 strikes. So the payoff. She fouls it back. And we stay at 3-2. They set up on the outside part of the plate for the 3-2 pitch again. And she goes after a pitch that's way up and out of the zone and fouls it off. So Hill just making sure she doesn't get caught looking, and count stays at 3 balls, 2 strikes. Matt Puckett down in the third base coaching box for Montgomery County. Gary Priest in the first base box. And one more time, the payoff. And the ball's hit high in the air, easily should be played by the left fielder, and out there, Nashawn Thomas hauls it in. And Hill, the first out here in the bottom of the first inning. Here's Reagan Oney, the senior, 597 in her batting average, 20 doubles, 2 triples, 19 home runs, 60 runs batted in, and Oney has scored 71 runs on the season. And the pitch is taken low and away for ball one. Oney has hit 7 home runs in the last 5 Montgomery County games. He's had a couple of multiple home run games. Here's the pitch that's taken up and in. 2 balls, no strikes. Toughest pitch that the umpire has to call, I think, in this game is because a lot of players like to work close to the plate, and that bigger softball, bigger than a baseball, it comes up and in, and it can pretty much almost be a strike and hit batters. There's a pitch taken for a strike. Broke over the outside part of the plate. 2 balls and a strike to count. 3-man umpiring crew for tournament play. Oney waits, and she fouls this pitch off to the right side, and the count is all even at 2 balls and 2 strikes. Pierce defensively with Lake at first base. Gross, the second baseman. Jackson at short. Sutherland at third. Dumford behind the plate. There's a ball hit high and deep to left field, and that ball is out of here. And Oney has just hit home run number 19. Montgomery County takes a 1-0 lead. Oney with her 20th home run of the season. And that will bring Sarah Zink to the plate. Zink, a .488 batting average with 8 doubles, 2 triples, and she's had 8 home runs, 35 runs batted in. That for Oney was her 61st RBI. Slight open stance hitting from the right side and takes a off-speed pitch that's in for a strike. Zink bats with Cox in the on-deck circle. There's a ball hit high and deep to right center field, and that ball is out of here. Montgomery County goes back-to-back home runs here in the first inning. And it's 2-0. Montgomery County now with 51 home runs as a team with those two. They hit 53 home runs a season ago. Here's Madison Cox, junior third baseman, right-hand batter. She's got plenty of power and lines this ball out into center field. It'll take a bounce in front of the center fielder for a base hit. Cox is on with a one-out single, and that'll bring Riley Martin to the plate. Martin, a .417 batting average, 14 doubles. Martin's only hit one home run this season, and after she hit a bunch last year and didn't have that home run until the last few games. Right-hand batter takes an off-speed pitch, runner goes, and safe sliding in is Madison Cox. Cox with her 7th steal on the season gets herself in scoring position with one out. One ball, no strike count to Martin. Addison Rogers on deck. Martin takes that pitch up and away, and it's 2-0. Martin works close to the plate, slight open stance, and takes that pitch. Looked pretty good from here, but call ball 3. 3 balls and no strikes to count, so see what Martin does here on 3-0. She hits the ball high on the infield, back of third base in foul territory, and going back to make the catch is Annie Sutherland, and there are 2 outs. So Martin, swinging at the 3-0, fouls out, and here is Addison Rogers. .359 batting average with 6 doubles. She has 3 home runs, 21 runs batted in, and a chance to add to that total right here. Right-hand batter, bouncer, shortstop, fields it in the hole. The throw is not in time. Rogers beats it out. Cox moves to third. And the batter is Emily Brock. Brock had 4 hits and got robbed of a 5th against Corbin on Saturday when the ball was caught over the fence. Reaching over was the outfielder. Here's a pitch in for a strike, and Rogers able to move on down to second base without a throw being made. And now Brock down a strike. Brock at .347 batting average, 6 doubles and 3 home runs. Right-hand batter waits, takes that one down and in. One ball, one strike. Brock Betts with Pate on deck. Emily waiting. Takes that pitch. It's ball two. Two balls and a strike. Brock, the designated player today, she'll play at first base when a lot of times when Martin is pitching. Takes that pitch up and in. 3-1. So ball and a pitch away of loading the bases up here with two outs in the first. Brock cocks that bat high, ready and waiting. Takes that pitch for a strike just on the outside part of the plate, and it's three balls and two strikes. So a full count coming to Emily Brock with two outs here in the first. And a pitch on the way, taken way outside, and Brock will head on down to first, loading the bases with two outs. And here is Taylor Pate, senior left fielder. Pate, a .284 batting average, has five doubles and two home runs, has driven in nine runs on the season, and she's got a chance to add to this Montgomery County lead right here. Right-hand batter. First pitch to her is taken in for a strike. If Pate continues the inning, Jaden Oney waiting to bat next. One strike pitch. That's taken down. You can't stay in the dirt here. Ball one. This field artificial all over with red brick dust and the green outfield, much like a football field would be, artificial. That pitch is low and away, and it's 2-1. Paid waiting on the 2-1 pitch, and she hits it in the hole, and the third baseman is able to grab it and tag the base runner coming to third, and the inning is over. But in the inning, Montgomery County does come up with two runs. They had four hits. They leave three runners on. And we go to the second inning. Montgomery County with a 2-0 lead on the Paris Lady Hounds. We'll be back in 90 seconds.
Museums are a great way to gain a better perspective and enrich your connection to the past. Moorhen invites you to come explore our museums. The Rowan County Veterans Museum is dedicating to honoring our veterans and preserving military artifacts and their history. At the Moorhead History and Railroad Museum, you can learn about the railroads that ran through our county, as well as see model trains and vintage artifacts that will spark your curiosity and sense of wonder. Learn more at visitmoorhead.com.
Do you regularly divvy up the dinner bill with friends or family? Split the cost of that check with Zelle, a fast, safe, and easy way to send money to people you know and trust right from your traditional bank account. So after you split the meal, make sure to split the cost of the dinner bill with Zelle. Learn more at traditionalbank.com/Zelle. Terms and conditions apply. Traditional Bank, member FDIC.
When it comes to senior health care in this area, Windsor Care Center, a part of Regency Care of Mount Sterling, LLC, has gained a reputation over the last half century of providing quality care through caring professionals that treat your family like their family. They offer physical, occupational, and speech therapy programs designed to give your loved one the best quality of life possible. With dedicated personnel in a positive environment, they'll give your loved one the best chance for the best outcome. Windsor Care Center, treating you like family. Senior first baseman Lily Lake leading off the Paris second inning and takes a strike there. She's down in the count, one ball, two strikes. Lake, Baldwin, and Gross to bat here. Graw, not Gross. There's a swing and a miss for strike three, and Lily Hill has struck out three in a row. Here's Baldwin. Baldwin, a .235 batter on the season, has four doubles, has driven in 13, right-hand junior, and gets right on the back of the batter's box and takes a pitch in for a strike. Boy, Hill, she invites you to work that inside corner because she inside of the knees, tough for her to make contact. That pitch goes up and away. It's all even, one ball, one strike for Baldwin. Baseball action there midway through the 40th district opener at Bourbon County. Swing and a miss. And the count is a ball and two strikes. Paris 6 and Clark County 4 as Clark County bats in the bottom of the fourth inning. Hill delivers. That's down low. And we're all even. Two balls, two strikes to count. And that pitch is way up and away. So Hill, who has not walked a batter but has hit one, goes full on the one-out batter for Paris here in the second. And the payoff is swung and missed. Hill with her fourth strikeout in a row, and here is Camley Carly, Carly Giraud. She is a freshman second baseman and takes the first pitch off the plate for ball one. Giraud with Nashawn Thomas waiting to bat if she can reach base. Left-hand hitter. Hill delivers and misses outside, and she's fallen behind. Two balls, no strikes. Giraud, .290 batting average on the season. Hill needs a strike, and she gets it just above the belt on the outside part of the plate, and it's 2-1. Misses away. Three balls and a strike. Hill steps back of the pitching rubber. Now back on and ready to deal the 3-1, and that one's low and away. Ball four. First walk that Hill has allowed. Second base runner for Paris, and here is Nashawn Thomas, junior left fielder. Thomas takes a pitch in for a strike, right-handed batter. Falls down a strike with two outs and a runner on here in the top of the second inning. There's a ground ball, left side. Cox can't cut it off. And it's fielded, and they throw to first, and they get her. Boy, a nice scoop. It bounced, but Martin able to make the play. That was a great play by the shortstop, too, just to get over in the hole and back up the third baseman. So Paris in the top of the second inning. No runs, no hits. They leave a runner on base. We'll go to the bottom of the second inning with Montgomery County leading Paris 2-0. We'll be right back here in 90 seconds.
There's a sale every Thursday at the Paris Stockyards. Sales begin at 9 a.m. They receive cattle every Wednesday from 8 a.m. all the way until 9 p.m. And don't forget the state graded sheep and goat sale on the first and third Tuesday of each month beginning at 2 p.m. The Paris Stockyards, they've earned a reputation as area's premier stockyards for treating the customer right, whether they're buying or selling. It's farmers doing business with farmers. The Paris Stockyards, 1120 Millsburg Road. Give them a call, 987-1977.
It's Furniture World Superstore's incredible Memorial Day sale with low, low holiday prices. Buy a leather reclining sofa with power headrest, just $11.99. Get the matching love seat free, plus half off select items. Living rooms and dining sets, half off. Bedrooms and mattresses, half off. Plus up to 60 months financing. The Memorial Day sale on now at Furniture World Superstore. 356 Pinecrest Drive in Moorhead and on Maysville Road, Mount Sterling. Closed Sunday. See store for details.
So sweet,
so sweet, so sweet.
You know it could have making great deals every day. I'm Todd Duncan. Come see me at Dutchess Chevy Ford in Mount Sterling. Don't miss out on a great deal.
Oh, if you're looking, here's the word. Get the deal that you deserve.
At Dutchess Chevy Ford, right next to Walmart on the bypass in Mount Sterling. And on the web at DutchessAuto.com.
Jay Doney leads off the Montgomery County second, and the first pitch pops up just down on the edge of the grass to the Parrish shortstop, Maisha Jackson, and that's the first out. One pitch and one gone here in the Montgomery County second. So Oney pops out to the shortstop. Here is Lily Hill, who flied to left her first time up there after fouling off a couple of 3-2 pitches. That one bounces up there, and it's one ball, no strikes. Reganoni moves on deck. Ball one pitches. That one's up and away. 2-0 the count. So Hill in the driver's seat count-wise, hitting from that left side. And she fouls this pitch off to the left. Two balls and a strike. There's an off-speed pitch that drops in for a strike, and it's all even at 2-2. Hill has terrific speed. If she hits the ball on the ground left side of the infield, great chance to beat almost anything out. Pops this one foul and back out of play. Just in watching Hill, you know, she's only a freshman. You know, she began her career and sometimes was a little bit of a slap hitter with that speed. I think sometimes she doesn't follow through as fully as you would want her to, and she probably will as she gets a little bit older. And hits this one down the left field line, and it will drop in and get by the left fielder. There's Hill. She's going to round second and head on into third base, and she will be safe with a stand-up triple. So Hill triples with one out, and here is Oney, who hit a home run over the fence and left. I have a few fans that are out underneath the scoreboard out in right center field that are, they brought lawn chairs, and they're out there comfortably sitting and watching the game. Oney's in, and ball one pitches, and there's a ball hit down the left field line, and that will drop in for a base hit. Oney is going to race into second base, run scores to make it 3-0. Oney with her second run batted in. Puts her up to 62 on the season. And here's Sarah Zink. And she homered out near the scoreboard in right center field her first time up. Right-hand batter. Ball and pitches. And it's an off-speed pitch that drops in for a strike. Zink had her ninth home run of the season with that blast back in the first inning. Batting with Cox on deck. One out, run in, runner at second. Ball ripped foul down the left field line. And it's 0-2. Zink's a junior, but she has already committed to Coastal Carolina to continue her education and softball career. Behind the count here to ball one, no balls, two strikes. And rips that one foul. Way foul down the left field side. Got a round on it. And the count stays at No balls and two strikes. Ball one is ready and pitching. That one bounces up to the plate. It's a ball and two strikes. That ball is ripped to the third baseman who gloves and throws to first, and the throw is not good, and the run's going to score. It's going to be a close play, but we'll record an error to the third baseman on that play. It wasn't an easy play, but she did the hard part in gloving it. The run scores to make it a 4-0 Montgomery County lead. Here's Madison Cox. She got a base hit and got stranded at third base back in the first inning. Hits the ball high and deep down the left field line, and it will be caught in foul territory out there by Thomas for the second out. Cox got under that one. Two outs with Riley Martin coming to the plate. Martin fouled out to the third baseman her first time up. Bats with Zink at first base and two outs. That one bounces to the plate. One ball. Dufford is pretty sure-handed back there behind the plate and has a decent arm. Not easy to steal on her. Here's the pitch, and the runner goes, and the throw is going to be late. Zink in with the stolen base. Zink with only her sixth stolen base on the season. Montgomery County has a team with a couple of stolen bases today. They've had 62. There's a ball hit well out into left center field, but and it's going to drop in there. Then it's bobbled out there by the outfielders, and Martin trots into second base, and it's 5-0. That's a hit for Martin, and then they was misplayed out there in the outfield. But we'll credit her with a double. Tough to score who the error was on. Here's Addie Rogers, and foul tips the first pitch back of the plate for a strike. Montgomery County was seven hits in the game now, and five have been for extra bases. Rogers waits on this one. A hot shot to the third baseman, who waits and waits and waits, and now chases the runner back to second base. And Rogers is safe at first base. That'll be scored a fielder's choice. Runners at first and second. Here's Emily Brock, who has walked. Brock walked to load the bases her last time up and takes a pitch up and away for ball one. Well, Baldwin got the leadoff batter on a pop-up. Three reached, couple of runs scored, then a fly ball. Now she's got runners at first and second with two outs. Brock fouls this one off, peels it over to the right side, back out of play. Count is all even at 1-1. Bourbon County and Clark County coming up in our second game tonight here at Cardinal Field. And we'll have that game for you right here on 1150 and 106.9. And always remember and let your friends know that might be out of our range, WMSTradio.org. Big swing by Brock and a foul back, and she's down. One ball, two strikes. Emily had the game-winning hit in a what turned out to be the game-winning RBI in the win over Corbin on Saturday. Hits this one high and deep and foul. Left field line. That was long gone, but got around it a little bit too quick, and the count stays 1-2. Baldwin checks her wristband, ready for the 1-2 to Emily Brock, who lines it into center field. That'll be a base hit. Runner coming to the plate. Throw is coming in. It's going to be a good play, but she's safe. And another run is going to come in to score as well. Wow. And Montgomery County builds its lead to 7-0. Brock ends up at second base, and here is Taylor Pate to hit into a fielder's choice to end the first inning, up for the second time of the game. Hits the ball high in the air, shallow center field. The shortstop goes back, and making the play out there is Jackson, and the inning is over. But Montgomery County comes up with 5 runs. They do it on 4 hits. There were 2 errors on Paris, and Montgomery County leaves a runner on base. We played 2 innings, Montgomery County with a 7-0 lead here at Cardinal Field in Winchester. We return 90 seconds from now.
If time is really money, why not let Clark's Pump and Shop help save you both? Every Clark's Pump and Shop is designed for convenience. If you're in a terrible hurry, just pay at the pump and get right back on the road. And if you're having a snack attack, come in for hot coffee, cold drinks, and snack items to satisfy your craving. Try the mobile app or website for exclusive deals and loyalty rewards. Clark's Pump and Shop, Moorhead, Winchester, Flemingsburg, West Liberty, and Vanceburg. Return, refresh, refuel. Clark's Pump and Shop.
Reliable, customized, and simple. That's what insurance should be. Add in attentive service, and that's what you can expect from us at People's Exchange Insurance. This is Bill Whitaker, and I'd like to help you protect what matters to you most. Life is full of unexpected twists and turns, and that's why we offer a wide variety of insurance products. Whether it's protecting your home, your autos, or providing for your family when they need it most, we've got you covered. Stop by and see me at People's Exchange Bank next to Lowe's on the bypass, or give me a call at 859-498-2008. People's Exchange Insurance, your trusted insurance partner.
Are you having trouble with your Medicare benefits cards, such as utilities, grocery, and over-the-counter? The Porter Group Medicare Resource Center is here to help you with those issues. Call us at 606-780-1387, and we will be glad to help you with your plan perks, diabetic supplies, prepaid cards, and more. That's 606-780-1387. Find us online at PorterGroupInsurance.com.
Zoe Slack leading off for Paris here in the top of the third, then back to the top of the order with Dumford and Sutherland to follow. Slack has taken a couple of pitches out of the zone. It's a 2-1 count and a swing and a miss. A little bit late on that one. It's all even at 2-2. The score now, the Clark County baseball team is now ahead of Paris 8-6 as they play in the top of the fourth. Paris bats top of the fourth, 8-6 Clark County. And there's a call, strike three. Strikeout number 5 for Hill, and here is Tori Dumford, who popped out to Jade Noni at second base. Her first time up, right-hand batter will step in. Takes the first pitch inside for a ball. State softball tournament will be played at John Cropp Stadium on the UK campus. That pitch just a little bit inside. Didn't miss by a lot, but it's 2-0. Here's a case of, you know, Dumford jumping out of the way. And it did come pretty close to her, but it was also very close to being a strike. There's a strike. No, it's 3-0. Sure looked like a good pitch from here. 3-0. Hill kind of a little bit frustrated. And now tries to come back, and that's ball four. So Dumford walks with one out. Second walk of the game. And the batter is Annie Sutherland, who got hit by a pitch her first time. I've got hit in the right heel. First pitch is in for a strike. So he'll, after a four-pitch walk, just comes right down Main Street. Gets a strike to start off on Sutherland as K.K. Oliver moves on deck circle for the Paris Lady Hounds. They bat here in the third, down 7-0. She shows bunt, and that ball is tipped into the mid of Reganoni for a strike two. 0-2 the count. Sutherland right in the very back of the batter's box. Swing and a miss. Runner goes, throw to second, and they got her. Kind of a delayed steal a little bit. And a strikeout and a throwout, a double play. And that will end the top of the third inning. No runs, no hits, and nobody left. We go to the bottom of the third inning. Montgomery County owning the lead at 7-0 on Paris when we come back in 90 seconds.
If you don't know about the affordable quality healthcare services being offered at Sterling Healthcare, take a moment and find out why we're continuing to grow in Mount Sterling and surrounding areas. You can find us online at sterlinghealthky.org or give us a call at 859-404-7686. Or stop in and see us at one of our clinics in Montgomery, Bath, Clark, Nicholas, or Powell counties. I can promise you'll be glad you did. Sterling Healthcare. We're here for your family.
Downtown Athletic Club is the premier athletic facility in the Gateway area. Downtown Athletic Club has new modern equipment, sauna, and steam room, along with one of the area's finest saltwater pools. There is a membership package that is perfect for you or your family. Stop in and see it for yourself and find out why Downtown Athletic Club is the premier athletic facility in the heart of downtown Mount Sterling.
Are you looking for a job where you can make a terrific income, have a great insurance plan, 401k retirement plan, paid vacations, incentive bonuses? That job could be waiting for you now at City Cartage Company in Mount Sterling. If you think that sounds good, wait till you hear this. They are currently offering a $3,000 sign-on bonus. City Cartage Company, they're always looking for quality employees, and they're ready to reward you with all those great incentives and more. Stop in and apply at City Cartage Company in the Midland Trail Industrial Park or give them a call, 498-4490.
Here's Jay Noni to lead the Montgomery County third off. Lady Indians up 7-0. And the first pitch, Noni, she waits on it and pops it up down the right field line, and it is going to be a foul ball. Just a step across the line, the ball bounced off the glove of the second baseman. And it's merely a strike. Oni popped out to the shortstop her first time up. Oni then back to the top of the batting order with Hill and Oni to follow. Oni hits from the right side, and Baldwin pitches, and she waits on it, hits it well to left field, but it'll be played out there. Been a busy day for Nashawn Thomas as she has her third putout in as many innings. Here's Lily Hill, who tripled down the left field line her last time up, has flied to left as well. Both times has gone down the left field line. Takes it up and away for ball one to start out. Hill ready and pitches low and away. Two balls and a strike. Only moving on deck. That was the third triple of the year by Lily Hill, her last time up. Takes that pitch that's coming in a little bit low, and it's 3-0. Riley Martin was hitting 3-0 last inning. Let's see what Hill does here. If she gets a good pitch. Baldwin delivers it. It's way up high. And a four-pitch walk to Hill with one out. Here's Oney, who has homered and doubled and scored twice and driven in a couple in the game. It's been quite a career for the senior who's headed to Troy to continue her academic and athletic career in softball. Takes that pitch up and away for a ball. If you look on, she is close to the top in essentially every offensive category all time in career numbers. That pitch is way up high in an off-speed pitch, and it's 2-0. Only third all-time in home runs. And the pitch. That's taken a little bit outside, and it's a full count, or it's three balls, no strikes now. Oney Betts with Zeke on deck. See what Baldwin does here behind 3-0. Oney pops it up, and he'll get back out of play. And he stands down the first base side where the Lady Colonels of Bourbon County are sitting. And the count is 3-1. See what we have going on here. We're going to have a runner come in for Montgomery County. Kennedy Jones. Kennedy's been out. She had an arm injury early on. She plays with a soft cast on her left arm, and really all she can do is run. So they get her into the game here. Get pitcher Lily Hill out. That was a loss to Montgomery County. Kennedy is going to be quite a player, I think. Only a sophomore. And now it's a three-ball, one-strike count as Oney waits. That pitch bounces up there. So Oney down to first. Kennedy advances to second. We've got runners at first and second with one out. And the batter is Sarah Zink, who has homered, reached on an error, has scored a pair of runs in the game so far. And Madison Cox comes to the on-deck circle. Ball and ready. First pitch is lined into left field. And that'll get a run in as Jones comes to the plate and scores easily. Oney has to stop at second. And it's an 8-0 game. Cox has singled and flied to left. Really got under the fly out the last time up there, last inning. Check swing here and drops low for a ball. I'd say for her size, Madison Cox has about as much power as you'll see any player have. Takes ball two there as Riley Martin waiting in the on-deck circle. Runners at first and second. One run in the inning. And Cox drills that one. And that'll be well out of here to left center. Madison Cox with a three-run home run. Cox with her eighth home run of the season. And the lead goes to 11 to nothing. So three more RBIs for Cox. Montgomery County hit back-to-back-to-back home runs in a game last week. They were behind 8-7 in a game and came back and won 23-8. Here's Martin taking a pitch in the dirt for a ball. And in that game, they hit three consecutive home runs. And that was Oney and Zink and Cox that hit those three. Martin has double, driven in a run, and scored a run. It takes a strike here to even the count of 1-1. One out here, four runs in the bottom of the third inning. Montgomery County increases the lead to 11-0. Martin looks at a pitch down in the dirt, and it's 2-1. Addison Rogers is the on-deck batter. We don't have any breeze at all blowing right now here at Cardinal Field. Here's a ball lined into right center field, and that'll get all the way to the fence. Martin is going to truck into second base and is in there safely. Here's Addie Rogers, who has single hit into a fielder's choice. She has scored a run. Rogers batting. Brock moves to the on-deck circle. Rogers, right-hand batter, very even stance in the box and waits on the pitch that's hit high in the air. Just got under that one. Couldn't wait on it quite long enough and pops it into left center field where it is caught out there by K.K. Oliver for the second out. Here's Emily Brock, who has walked and singled in her two trips. Right-hand batter. She's really been propping that batting average up. Came in hitting .347. This one bounces to the plate for ball one. Taylor Pate is on deck. Brock wide stance, a little bit open, and fouls this one off first base side, and it will drop. The first baseman came over and couldn't quite get to it, so the count evens up at a ball and a strike. We'll be back here on Wednesday night for the championship game. The championship game of the baseball tournament over at Bourbon County is tomorrow night. Brock waiting, the one ball, one strike pitch on the way from Baldwin, and it's hit high in the air, shallow left field. Coming on and making the play is Thomas, and the inning is over. So three fly balls for the Montgomery County outs, but they do get four runs on three hits. They leave a runner on base. Three innings are in the books, 11-0 Montgomery County. We're back in 90 seconds.
Your official Montgomery County Indian station, WMST Mount Sterling.
When you are looking for quality dental care at affordable prices, there's only one place to go in the Gateway area. That's Sterling Family Dental Care at 100 East High Street in Mount Sterling. You get it from a dentist and staff that truly cares about their patients. Dr. Johnson also offers the latest in technology when it comes to cosmetic dentistry. Make sure you and your family have quality dental health care. It will put your mind at ease. Sterling Family Dental Care Center, 100 East High Street, Mount Sterling.
If your truck never leaves the pavement, this message is not for you. Find the ultimate tire for the toughest jobs at major brands. Through May 22nd, purchase four new BF Goodrich HD Terrain TA tires and get an $80 reward card after online submission. BF Goodrich HD Terrain TA tires are designed for heavy-duty pickups. They're engineered for extremes, tuned for torque, and designed to do more. Stop into Major Brands Tire and Automotive, Tom's Drive, Moorhead, and Wilmot Drive, Mount Sterling.
Whitaker Bank knows you need banking to be quick and secure with many mobile banking options. Our 24-hour banking offers bill pay, money transfer between accounts, credit card and loan applications, only to name a few. And check out our mobile deposit. Just open the Whitaker Bank app, snap a couple photos, and hit send. App, snap, deposit. It's that simple. Whitaker Bank is uniquely Kentucky. Member FDIC.
K.K. Oliver leading off. The pair is fourth, and she has fouled a pitch off and now takes low for a ball, and it's 1-1. 3, 4, and 5 in the batting order. Oliver, Jackson, and Lake do hit for the Lady Hounds here in the top of the fourth inning. Here's the ball lined back to Hill. Boy, that's a great catch. She was spinning. She backhanded that ball in the glove side to the third base side of the field, and bang, bang. Here's Jackson, who struck out her first time up. Pitches up and away for a ball. The Paris, when you look at this team and the strengths, you've got Thomas in left, a junior, the shortstop here. There's a pitch in for a strike. She is a junior. You know, you've got to play defense in this game, and these Paris players are playing pretty good defense, swinging a miss, but again, it's trying to eliminate the weak spots when you can. They'll come back next year, and 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 8 of the 9 players will be back. There's a good fastball and a swing and a miss. Boy, Hill, a little extra on that one and blew it right by her. 7th strikeout for Hill through 3 2/3, and here is Lily Lake, struck out her first time up and fouls the first pitch off for a strike. Hill, after her 11th win of the season on the mound for Montgomery County, would tie her with Martin. There's a pitch in for a strike, good fastball at the knees. 0-2. This one's fouled down the first baseline, out of play. 0-2 the count. That one's way inside, and it's a ball and two strikes. Lake is batting with sunglasses on, and I don't know, I never could quite figure that out. Tough to bat, I think, with pitches down and in. So the count goes even now, 2 balls and 2 strikes, 2 outs, nobody on. Try to get you a baseball update here at the next opportunity. That one bounces up there, and after being ahead 0-2, Hill has had 3 in a row out of the zone, and it's a full count to Lily Lake. Baldwin would bat next. Hill looking for a strike, and that one just misses inside, and a 2-out walk. 3rd walk of the game, and now they'll take Lake out in favor of a pinch runner for the Lady Hounds. As Baldwin gets ready to come to the plate.
After 4, Cardinals 11, Hounds 6.
Clark County has come back. They were down 6-0 at the top of the first inning. They lead now 11-6 after four innings over at Bourbon County in baseball action. Baldwin was a strikeout victim her first time up there. The pitcher, right-hand batter. That one's up and in, ball one. So Hill has missed with five pitches in a row out of the zone. And Lily deals, and there is a strike. It's 1-1. Swing and a miss. She chased a pitch up and out of the zone. It's 1-2. Hill came into the game. 18 games, she'd been in 13 as a starter. Had thrown 1,205 pitches coming in here. There's a call, strike three. Eight strikeout of the game through four innings. Paris in the fourth, no runs, no hits, and they leave a runner on base. And we will go to the bottom of the fourth inning, Montgomery County 11, Paris nothing. We return after these messages here on the Gateway Sports Network.
McDonald's presents Burger Reviews by Hamburglar. Today's review, the hotter, juicier classic burgers. Mr. Hamburglar.
Bravo, bravo.
He said, of all the McDonald's burgers I've ever hamburgled, these are the hottest, juiciest, and tastiest.
Get a double cheeseburger, medium fries, and medium soft drink like Dr. Pepper for just $6. Price of participation may vary comparison to prior classic burgers.
Available at your Scott Family McDonald's in Mount Sterling.
Tired of all those trips to the pharmacy? With Whitaker Pharmacy's MedSync program, they'll simplify things for you. You'll pick up all your prescriptions once a month. Those who use the program are less likely to miss a dose of their medication. And when you transfer your prescriptions to Whitaker Pharmacy, you'll get a free MedSync pill box. 9-6 weekdays and 9-2 on Saturday. Phone 498-3141. Terms and conditions apply. Whitaker Pharmacy on the Mount Sterling Bypass next to People's Exchange Bank.
Kentucky Petroleum Supply is dedicated to serving the petroleum needs of the Gateway area. Locally owned and operated since 1983. If you need fuel on the farm or on the construction site, call Kentucky Petroleum Supply. If you need a tank, Kentucky Petroleum Supply can handle that too. Mention this ad for special pricing. Kentucky Petroleum Supply. You call, we haul. 744-7778. That's 744-7778. Kentucky Petroleum Supply is a proud supporter of Montgomery County Athletics.
We have a new Paris player in fact maybe a couple of new Paris players that have checked in, but we don't get a report, so we'll have to try to check numbers. Here is leadoff batter Taylor Pate for Montgomery County here in the bottom of the fourth. Taylor Pate is hit into a fielder's choice, popped to short. She'll be followed by Jaden Oney, then we'll be back to the top of the batting order. One ball, no strike count from ball one. There's an off-speed pitch way up high, and it's 2-0. Kirby County with 11 runs, 11 hits. No errors. Paris 0-0-2 on their line score. That pitch is up and away, and it's three balls, no strikes. So paid a pitch away from becoming a leadoff base runner here in the bottom half of the fourth inning. That pitch is up high, and Pate will trot on down to first base. Here's Oney. Oney has popped a short and flied to left in her two trips. I think we're going to get another lineup change, or maybe. Yeah, here's a runner coming in for Taylor Pate. It'll be Brooklyn Banfield who will run at first base for Montgomery County. And the first pitch. She waits on it, pops it up, and the catcher, Dumford, comes over and down the third baseline a few steps and makes the catch. So a foul out to the catcher for the first out of this fourth inning for Montgomery County. And here's Lily Hill, who has flied to left, tripled, walked, and scored twice, batting with Oney on deck. She hits the ball high and deep, and that ball is out of here. That ball was awfully high, too. She had to get up and try to get on top of that one. She didn't really, but she just hit it so hard. It flew well out of here. A two-run home run for Lily Hill. That is her fifth home run of the season. And it's a 13-0 game. Here's Oney, who has homered and doubled and walked and scored three times, has driven in a couple, and now we've got a conference on the mound for Paris. So Oney will bat, and Zink moves on deck. So now everybody settles back to their positions. For Paris, Brooklyn White, I think, is now at first base. I can't see the number on the second baseman, but Brooklyn White at first. There's a pitch to Oney that's taken outside for a ball. Four home runs in the game now for Montgomery County. Help account for those 13 runs. That one bounces to the plate, and it's 2-0. Four home runs gives Montgomery County 53 on the season, and that ties where they finished last year as a team. Oney rips that one foul. Two balls and a strike. She hits it high in the air. This will be played out in right field, and the catch is made out there by Zoe Slack for the second out of the inning. Here's Sarah Zink, who's homered, reached on an error, and singled, has scored three times, driven in a run. You might think, well, only trying to swing for the fences, but no. The pitch before that, I mean, she hit a line shot. She's trying to make solid contact. Boy, there's a ball that is hit way left, out of play to the left field line. But I mean, these foul balls down the left field line that Montgomery County has hit today, there have been a bunch of them that have been pretty good shots. Zink bats, Cox is on deck. There's a ball ripped down the left field line, and that'll be extra bases as racing into second base, and stopping there is Zink. Zink with her third hit of the game. And here's Madison Cox. Cox has single, fly to left, and hit a three-run home run. Cox waits. Well, she hits it long and foul, way down the left field line. Strike one. A little bit out in front. On deck is Riley Martin. We play in the bottom of the fourth. This one bounces to the plate. Evens the count at one ball and one strike. We'll have the 10th Region Softball Tournament next week. It'll be at Scott High School up in Northern Kentucky, 37th District. Here's a ball hit down the left field line, and that'll be caught. Well, it was hit hard, but played well out there by Deshaun Thomas, and the inning is over. Montgomery County in the bottom half of the fourth. They get a couple of runs on a couple of hits and leave a runner on base. We go to the fifth. Pierce will need four runs to keep this game going, and we'll be back in 90 seconds.
Get the coverage you need for a fair price at Limestone Agency. We are celebrating 175 years of doing business right here in Mount Sterling. Stop by and see Brenda, Julie, Cheryl, or Ashley to get a quote from Auto Owners Insurance Company. Limestone Agency is proud to have called Mount Sterling home for the past 175 years. Call us today at 498-3410.
Welcome to a place where dreams take flight and futures are forged. At Morehead State University, a real-life approach to learning means you'll dive into real-world projects, gaining hands-on skills that set you apart. Experience belonging to a community that feels like family, with a belief that a quality education should be within reach for everyone. So if you're ready to turn your aspirations into achievements, come join us at Morehead State University. Discover your potential, experience the extraordinary, and soar higher than you ever thought possible. Morehead State University.
Hey, here's great news from LA1 in Winchester. The peach is back. The great... More details on our website, LA1.com, and on all LA social media. And remember, the peach is back.
White bats for Paris. She has taken a couple of pitches down low and out of the zone. It's two balls, no strikes. Catcher Reaganoni looking for a new softball from the umpire. Going over the contents of his ball bags, and now she'll send one of those that she thought was the best for her pitcher, Lily Hill, sends it back out to Hill, who's behind the count, two balls, no strikes. That hit her in the left heel. Second hit batsman of the game. And a leadoff base runner for Paris here in the top of the fifth inning. Here's Deshaun Thomas coming to the plate. Left fielder is grounded out to short. Thomas had a lot of action in the field. Takes the first pitch in for a strike. She's down one strike. And chops this one foul back of the plate. No balls, two strikes to count. Baseball action there in the top of the sixth now. Pierce batting. Clark County leading 11-6. In the 40th District Tournament over at Bourbon County. Swing and a miss. And that is strikeout number 9 for Lily Hill. Here's Zoe Slack. Sophomore out there in right field today. Bats left-handed. Shows bunt, and did she offer? Apparently not. Pitch taken outside, but they want the second baseman, umpire says no, but it sure looked like she offered there, but ball won the count. Swing and a miss here. All even at 1-1. Cox comes in several steps in front of the bag down at third base. Slack batting with Dumpert on deck. Pitch is low and away. It's two balls and a strike. Pierce needs base runners here more than anything. That one's low and away, and it goes to three balls and a strike. Hill has not given up a hit of the game as we play here in the top of the fifth inning, but she has allowed five base runners, three walks, two hit batsmen, and now there have been four walks. So, Paris with runners at first and second, and one out, and here is Dumford. Dumford has popped a second, and she has walked. Sutherland moves on deck. Five of the top six batters in the Paris order are juniors in their lineup. Dumford takes a strike over the inside corner. Hill doesn't need a lot of time. There's a ball lined over the head of the second baseman for a base hit. They're going to send the runner home. They throw in. Oney will throw back to second, and everybody's going to be safe. So the no-hitter broken up, and the shutout as well. An RBI for Dumford. And runners end up at second and third with one out. And here is Annie Sutherland, who has been hit by a pitch and struck out in her two trips. And a pitch is fouled away for a strike. It's 13-1, so Sutherland comes to the plate representing the runner that could keep this game going. And hits a ball out into left field, and Pate right there to make the play. Didn't have to move hardly a step, and there are two outs. So here's K.K. Oliver, who struck out, and she hit a bullet that Hill snared the pitcher's mound last time up. Takes air for a strike. Oliver, the junior center fielder, she kind of steps in the bucket a little bit, but she's got some power. Hits this one late, fouls it down the first base line. It'll drop just out of play. Oney, the second baseman, had the best chance of getting there, but couldn't quite. And it's a no-ball, two-strike count to Oliver. Paris down to their final out, final strike right here, if Hill can come up with it. Oliver waiting. Pitch is way outside. It's a ball and two strikes. Spins the ball around. Hill pitches and a swing and a miss, and that'll do it. Hill with her 10th strikeout of the game in five innings. Top of the fifth, Paris with one run on a hit, and they leave two on base. The final is Montgomery County 13 and Paris 1 here today. So the Lady Indians advance to Wednesday night's championship game of the 40th District. And we'll be back to recap it for you. Don't forget, we've got more action coming up. Clark County and Bourbon County on the way next. But we'll be back to recap this one in 2 minutes.
This is Dr. Matt Thompson, Superintendent of Montgomery County Schools. Giving every child in Montgomery County an opportunity to receive an excellent education in a safe environment is the goal of our board, administrators, teachers, and staff. It's an awesome responsibility we share. We play a vital role along with parents and guardians, and we understand the significance and the role we play in helping you give your child the best possible chance of a happy and successful future. Let's all do everything we can to achieve success for our students and for our community.
BMC Contracting LLC has been serving the construction industry for over 3 decades from their Mount Sterling location. It all begins with site preparation. When business and industry leaders need a new location, they know to call on BMC so that their worksite location works. They grade and drain, seed and straw. They know how to control erosion to ensure the site meets the company's needs. Their knowledgeable team and the right equipment for the job result in satisfied customers. Put their team to work, BMC, for the right job at the right price.
Museums are a great way to gain a better perspective and enrich your connection to the past. Moorhead invites you to come explore our museums. The Rowan County Veterans Museum is dedicating to honoring our veterans and preserving military artifacts and their history. At the Moorhead History and Railroad Museum, you can learn about the railroads that ran through our county, as well as see model trains and vintage artifacts that will spark your curiosity and sense of wonder. Learn more at visitmoorhead.com.
Do you make quick decisions, jump in and see what happens, or do you think long and hard about that decision and the implications to your future?
Marriage, new career, kids, new house, or even retirement, you want to make the best decision. And most everyone hopes to retire only once.
At Family Wealth Group, we are here to help.
We are trained, licensed professionals who know the questions to ask to help get you started and keep you on the path to your ideal retirement.
Our teams work together with you to ensure you know your options and make the right choice for your future.
To start your search, attend an event or set up an appointment with one of our financial advisors. Go to thefamilywealthgroup.com or call us at 859-309-0349. With offices in Lexington, Georgetown, Harrodsburg, London, or Somerset, we are here to help.
Family Wealth Group is an independent financial services firm and uses a variety of different strategies. Investments are offered through FWG Investments, LLC, and this advertisement is for informational purposes only and not intended to address any specific investment objectives.
Introducing the members of the regular season all-district team. Lily Hill and Reganoni from Montgomery County. I think that's a couple of players from Bourbon County. We'll mention them coming up when we get to the next game. Masson Cox.
From Bourbon County, Cadence Durham.
It's another Bourbon County player coming out to be recognized. I think we have
Lexi Burks.
Lexi Burks from Clark County, so they're your all-tournament players, or all-region, all-district players for the regular season.
And from Montgomery County, we have Sarah Zink.
And Sarah Zink from Montgomery County.
Ladies and gentlemen, let's hear it for the 40th District All-District Team.
Oney Hill, Cox, and Zink from Montgomery County. You had McIntyre and Burks from Clark County. Paris with K.K. Oliver, and you know, we'll mention those Bourbon County players. I couldn't catch their names, but we'll get them for you as we move on to the second game. But here in this opening game, Paris ends their season at 8-21. They had a run on a hit. That was the Torrey Dunford one-out single that drove in a run there in the final inning. A run, a hit, two errors, five left. Montgomery County, 13 runs, 13 hits, including four home runs. They played airless softball, left six on base. Hill had a triple, a home run, a walk, scored three times, drove in two. Oney, a double, a home run, a walk. She scored three times, drove in two. Zink had a home run, a single, a double, and reached on an error, scored three times, drove in a run. Masson Cox, a single and a home run, scored once, drove in three. Riley Martin with a couple of doubles, scored a run, drove in a run. Addie Rogers had a base hit. She scored a run. Emily Brock, a base hit and a walk. Taylor Pate had a walk and scored a run, the hitting for Montgomery County. Lady Indians advance at 27-6 into a Wednesday evening 6 o'clock 40th District Championship game against the winner of tonight's second game, Clark County and Bourbon County, coming up. We're going to step out. The teams, Clark County and Bourbon County, will get warmed up, and we'll be back and be ready for game two here at Cardinal Field in Winchester. Don't go away. That baseball game, by the way, Clark County up 11-6 in the bottom of the sixth inning on Paris at Bourbon County. Montgomery County and Bourbon County coming up next over there. We'll return here in just a few minutes. Again, it was Montgomery County 13, Paris 1. So long for now, everybody.
You're listening to the voice of Montgomery County High School Sports, WMST. This broadcast is sponsored by BMC Contracting, City Cartage Company, Clark's Pump and Shop, Downtown Athletic Club, Dutchess Chevy Ford, The Family Wealth Group, Furniture World Superstore, Hoffman Robertson Incorporated, Kentucky Petroleum Supply, Major Brands Tire and Automotive Center, your Scott Family McDonald's, the Montgomery County Board of Education, Montgomery Tractor Sales, Moorhead Tourism, the MSU Foundation, Paris Stockyards, People's Exchange Bank, Porter Group Insurance, Sterling Family Dental Care, Sterling Healthcare, Traditional Bank, Whitaker Pharmacy, Windsor Care Center, and Whitaker Bank Mount Sterling. Now more timeless favorites on 106.9 FM, 1150 AM, and WMSTRadio.com.